This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group. The weekend of Friday the 29th of October to Sunday the 31st sees the 16th running of the Legend of the Lakes Hill Climb here in Mount Gambier. At this point, our group is a bit short of helpers because our Victorian friends are unable to attend because of border closures and lockdowns. Are there any of you out there who love motorsport and may be able to come to the mount for 1, 2, or 3 days to help us for the communications for this prestigious event? You will get free admission and food is provided, also at no cost. If you are interested, please give Peter VK5BE a call on 0427 897 119. I repeat, 0427 897 119. Or email VK5BE, that's VK5 Bravo Echo, at wia.org.au. As stated in last week's news session, our new 70cm analogue and system fusion repeater is now up and running. And yesterday I heard some Adelaide amateurs talking on the digital network. Obviously I don't have this capability, but I was listening to the mobile unit in President Peter VK5BE's car while we were setting up for the hill climb. I was very impressed with the audio quality. The speech was very clear with nice tones. Very impressive. This system will allow users to talk anywhere in the world, and hopefully it will stimulate many QSOs to places not thought of before. Christmas is almost upon us. This year seems to have flown by, in spite of COVID. We only have 2 more activity nights and 1 business meeting left for 2021. Amazing. Let's hope that 2022 starts off with COVID disappearing from our lives and we are again allowed to have a full range of the events that we've been missing so badly for the last couple of years now. That brings us up to date for this week. The members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning. The news by Phil Storr from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society for October the 24th, 2021. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on Friday the 12th of November. These lunches are booked for noon at the Blackwood RSL. If you wish to attend the lunch, you should book with the RSL on 8278 6253 or via email at rslbwwod@bigpond.com. This makes catering easier for them. Brunch at the Shack, October the 30th, $5 a head, starting time 10 a.m. Please book your place with Pat by emailing patstorr@adam.com.au. That's patstorr@adam.com.au. If you wish to borrow magazines from AHARS, you will have to visit the shack until we work out a better plan. There is insufficient storage at the church. All future general meetings will be at the Blackwood Uniting Church, the church by the roundabout. The next general meeting will be Thursday the 18th of November, and the starting time will be 7 p.m. for a 7:30 start. This will be a talk by Graham, VK5ZFZ, on the history of the roller company. There's a lot of parking behind the church in a well-lit car park. Christine is planning a special supper for our general meeting on the 18th of November. This will be our last general meeting for 2021. General meetings will start again on the 17th of February with our AGM. Have you thought of putting up your hand for a position on the AHARS committee? I will email a document outlining the duties of those on the committee closer to the date of the AGM. Other dates to keep in mind. We're going to have our annual dinner at the Blair Hotel again this year, and it will be on the 28th of November, and the starting time will be 12 noon. The meal will be 2 courses, and tea and coffee will be supplied. The cost will be $30 a person. Please book with Pat at patstore@adam.com.au. Pat has booked the 16th of January 2022 with the Marion RSL for our January picnic. Keep this date in your diary. This will be the third year we've used this venue, and if you have children or grandchildren, they will enjoy playing in the outdoors on the day. We could also set up a station in the park if someone would like to organise it. Cheers in 73. Stay safe and keep away from COVID.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday night's tech night of the North East Radio Club was very well attended and was streamed live on Zoom. And it was an excellent showing of an 80-metre transceiver that was homebrewed by Rod, VK5ZRK. He gave us a good idea of the way he'd designed the set and how it functioned, and showed us the actual set there. And, yeah, very, very well produced. So, yeah, thanks very much for that, Rod. You certainly put a lot of work into that project. And then once Rod had finished, a couple of other gurus stood up with a couple of projects of similar nature that they'd prepared earlier. One was Phil, VK5SRP, and he got out one of these projects that he'd made and showed it to us there. And that was also very well produced. So thanks for bringing that along there, Phil. Everybody was quite impressed with it. And the other guru brought along two sets that he produced, namely Horst VK5HY. So they were very, very good and, yeah, very compact, quite small, and very well laid out and produced. So thanks very much, Horst. Was intriguing to see what you've been up to. And now the news you've all been waiting for. The Fifth Friday Lunch, which is on next Friday, and it will be at the Clovercrest Hotel, 442 Montague Road, Modbury. So get there at 12 noon, bring along your bibs, and prepare to indulge in some excellent culinary delights. I went along there last week, and it was excellent. So they do a wide variety of food that you can choose from, and the surroundings are very good, and it's easy to find a parking spot. So Fifth Friday Lunch next Friday at the Clovercrest Hotel at Modbury. And another reminder that the WIA broadcast is relayed every Sunday on the digital C4 FM repeaters. Now you can find those relays on room 69159, and the first broadcast is at 0900 on Sunday morning, and it's repeated that night at 1900 hours. So you can catch up with the broadcast either in the morning at 0900, and if you sleep in and miss it, then you can come up at 1900 hours and listen to the broadcast on C4 FM. And the usual North East Radio Club nets are still happening. The Coffee Corona Club net is at 9 a.m. on the Houghton repeater every Wednesday, just prior to the Coffee Club meeting at the Tea Tree Gully Library. And the F Troop net is on every Friday afternoons at 1700 hours on the Link repeater system. So come on up on those nets and enjoy a conversation with everybody. Well, that's your lot for this week. Stay safe, and I say 73's from NERC.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.